I'm Dan Hughes in the softball corner. Did you take our quiz on last week's show? Here are the questions and the answers. Number one was, nowadays very few major league pitchers throw 5 complete games in a season. Who was the last major leaguer to pitch 30 complete games in a season? A few people answered Denny McClain, but he was the last 30-game winner. He didn't pitch 30 complete games. The last major leaguer to pitch 30 complete games in a season was Catfish Hunter in 1975. Number two, what was the last team to have 4 20-game winners? That was the 1971 Baltimore Orioles, and the 4 20-game winners were Jim Palmer, Mike Cuellar, Dave McNally, and Pat Dobson. Number three, what team had a movable outfield fence, which was pulled in for some opponents and pushed out for others, changing the home run distance by as much as 15 feet? It was the Cleveland Indians in 1947, and the owner who masterminded this fiendish plot was, of course, Bill Veeck. When Major League Baseball found out what was going on, they immediately outlawed the practice. Number four. In what decade and what league were there only 2 managers who won pennants? In the 1950s, just 2 managers won pennants in the American League. Casey Stengel and the New York Yankees won 8 of the 10 years, and Al Lopez won the other 2, in 1954 with the Cleveland Indians and in 1959 with the Chicago White Sox. Question number 5 was, there's a baseball cliché that has been used to describe many power hitters over the years. It goes, he could hit the ball out of any park, including what? And the answer is, he could hit the ball out of any park, including Yellowstone. Number 6. Name the only pitcher to strike out the side on 9 pitches in both leagues. That was Nolan Ryan, and it was against good teams both times. As a New York Met in 1968, he struck out the Dodgers on 9 pitches, and he repeated the feat in 1972 as a Houston Astro against the Boston Red Sox. Question number 7 was, in a spring training game, Astros pitcher Joe Niekro struck out 5 batters in 1 inning. Explain. If you remember, both Joe and Phil Niekro threw mean knuckleballs. And that particular day, Joe's knuckler was jumping around so much that catcher Cliff Johnson let the ball get away from him on 2 third strikes, and each time the batter made it safely to first. Number 8. Why can no incoming Major League Baseball player be given the number 42? Because in 1997, the 50th anniversary of Jackie Robinson breaking the color line in Major League Baseball, baseball retired Jackie's number 42. Number 9. Who was the first baseball player turned broadcaster to be inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame? That was the man who said he knew his days in baseball were over when his team told him he would be their second base coach, Bob Uecker. And number 10, name the pitcher who pitched 12 innings of perfect ball, 36 up, 36 down, nobody reached first, until he lost the game in the 13th inning, 1-0. The bad luck pitcher was Harvey Haddix. The date was May 29, 1959, and he was pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates. His opposing pitcher was Lou Burdett of the Milwaukee Braves, who had scattered several hits but kept the Pirates scoreless for 12 innings. I gave away a few more prizes than I said I would. The winners were Tom Bish of Butte, Montana, Blake Quinlan of Rantoul, Illinois, Jack Boyle of Commerce City, Colorado, Chris Benigno of Deerfield Creek, Florida, Chad Brunt of Hot Springs, Arkansas, Leonard Stambaugh Jr. of Spring Grove, Pennsylvania, Ron Palmer of Maryland Heights, Missouri, Chad Metzger of Omaha, Nebraska, Nick Eason of McKinney, Texas, and Jeremy Eisen of Douglasville, Georgia. And thus closes out another year of In the Softball Corner. Hope you Northerners are staying warm and you Southerners are playing softball. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next year. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.